Well, hello and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark and thank you for joining us again. Welcome if it is your first time. We explore the highways and byways of classic jazz recorded history, which could be anything from the ragtime era up to the day before yesterday. But today we're going to be featuring a trumpet player who was active primarily in Europe during the 1930s. He was an African-American player who was born in Kentucky in 1904. His name was Bill Coleman, and he was a remarkably good trumpet player and jazz trumpet player in his day. He played in big bands, he played in many swing combos, he was a favorite player of some very picky band leaders like Teddy Wilson and Benny Carter. People with very high standards thought very highly of Bill Coleman. He came to New York in the late 1920s. He played with Cecil and Lloyd Scott Band, who made his first recordings with them, and bounced around New York, various groups, playing with Louis Russell and did some other things. I guess he actually did his first recordings with Louis Russell basically made the Harlem scene playing with a bunch of different bands up to about 1935 or so. Even recorded some of Fats Waller's early rhythm sides. He then went to Europe to play with Freddie Taylor in Paris. He was there for a couple of years before he struck out again, going to India. He was resident in Bombay with the Leon Abbey Orchestra for about a year or so in 1936 and 37 before he came back to Paris. At that point, he joined the Willie Lewis Orchestra. We have a podcast out of the Willie Lewis Band, although I think it was mostly the things done before Bill Coleman joined. We're going to be hearing a couple of Willie Lewis tunes today. Then he stayed around and made a series of recordings for the French Swing label and some others as well, and left in late 1938, to go to Egypt. And he stayed there for a while, and then with the coming of World War II, he came back to the United States, recorded with a number of different groups, including Benny Carter, Teddy Wilson, and a whole series of other bands in the 1940s, before he went back to Paris and basically stayed in Europe for the rest of his life until he died in about 1981, had a nice long life. We've done some recordings of Bill Coleman in the past on various podcasts, on the Swing Trumpet or Hot Trumpets CD we did, podcast I should say. We did some of the things where he was just accompanied by a piano player in a couple of cases. We may be repeating one of those on this track. There's also a wonderful date from November 12th of 1937 where he was basically backed by the quintet of the Hot Club of France with Stefan Grappelli and Joseph Reinhardt. We're not going to listen to that today. That's going to come up a little bit later. And then we heard a couple of tunes on our Oscar Alleman radio show from a while back, and he did a couple of tracks with Alleman in 1936. He also recorded with him a little bit later, and we're going to be hearing the fruits of that session. So we're going to start out with Bill Coleman and his orchestra recording for Swing in Paris on November 19th of 1937. And in this band, with Bill Coleman on trumpet, we have Christian Wagner on clarinet and alto sax, the New Orleans expatriate Frank Big Boy Gowdy on clarinet and tenor sax, Emily Stern on piano, Django Reinhardt on guitar, Lucien Simons on bass, Jerry Mengo on drums. And we're going to hear I Ain't Got Nobody, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, The Big Boy Blues, which features both clarinets, swing guitars, and the last tune, the Bill Coleman Blues, which will be a duet between Bill Coleman and Django Reinhardt. So that will be our first set coming up, featuring Bill Coleman. Some very elegant trumpet playing all the way through here, but some very hot playing as well. So those are our tunes. I Ain't Got Nobody, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, Big Boy Blues, Swing Guitars, and the Bill Coleman Blues.
Thank you.
That's some very tasty and well-played jazz by Bill Coleman and his orchestra, recording for Swing in Paris in 1937, November 19th to be exact. We heard I Ain't Got Nobody, Baby Won't You Please Come Home, The Big Boy Blues, Swing Guitars, and Bill Coleman Blues. The last tune was a duet between Bill Coleman on trumpet and Django Reinhardt on guitar. Also in the band, we heard Christian Wagner. I don't know if he did Wagner or Wagner, but clarinet and alto sax, and Frank Big Boy Gowdy on clarinet and tenor. On Big Boy Blues, both clarinets were featured. I think Gowdy was the first clarinet soloist. Then we also heard Emile Stern on piano, Lucien Simons on bass, and Jerry Mengo on drums. Good classic French jazz group there, featuring a couple of Americans, Big Boy Gowdy and Bill Coleman. So we're going to go to a date that Coleman did as a sideman with Garnett Clark and his Hot Clubs Four. Garnett Clark was an African-American piano player, a very good one, who was active in Paris in the 30s. He did some solos. We've done some of his solo recordings on podcasts in the past. This was a band date that only produced three sides. There was a piano solo in addition to that. We're going to hear Bill Coleman on trumpet, along with George Johnson on clarinet and alto sax. He had played with Willie Lewis's band. He had been with Benny Carter, several other bands in the United States. Garnett Clark on piano, Django Reinhardt again on guitar, and June Cole on bass. June Cole had played bass and tuba with the Fletcher Henderson band in the late 20s before he became a resident of Paris and various French jazz clubs. So we're going to hear three tunes to begin with. We're going to hear Rosetta, Stardust, and The Object of My Affection, which will also feature a Bill Coleman vocal. Then we're going to jump up. I should mention the date on that, shouldn't I? November 25th of 1935. And as we recall, he went on a tour, Bill Coleman did, of India and the Far East for a year or more. When he came back, he joined Willie Lewis. So Willie Lewis and his Entertainers in 1938. He actually had played with him for a little while in 1936, and I believe we did have a couple of solos on an earlier podcast of Willie Lewis and his Entertainers. But when Coleman came back, he recorded with this band in 1938, May 4th of 1938, in Holland, Hilversum, Holland, for the Panaccord label. And we're going to hear two tracks from that date, the two that feature good trumpet solos by Bill Coleman. We're going to hear The Maid's Night Off and Swinging at the Chez Florence. And this is Bill Coleman on trumpet. Jack Butler also plays trumpet in the section. Billy Burns on trombone. Willie Lewis plays alto. Joe Heyman plays alto, tenor, and baritone. Frank Big Boy Gowdy again on clarinet and tenor. Herman Chittison, the excellent and elusive piano player Herman Chittison on piano. John Mitchell on guitar. Wilson Myers on bass. And Ted Fields on drums. So that'll be The Maid's Night Off and Swinging at the Chez Florence. Then we're going to finish up that date, or that set, with another tune credited to Bill Coleman and his orchestra. This was a very short date that only brought out two tunes. This was for Swing, done in September 28th of 1938, a few months after the Willie Lewis recording. And we're going to hear one of the two tunes and the other one after the break. We're going to hear Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, Bill Coleman and his orchestra, with Coleman on trumpet, Edgar Spider Carance on clarinet and tenor, John Mitchell again on guitar, Wilson Myers again on bass, and Tommy Benford from the United States on drums. So a long set, all good trumpet playing though. Rosetta, Stardust, and The Object of My Affection with Garnett Clark's Jazz Club 4, Willie Lewis's Entertainers, The Maid's Night Off and Swinging at the Chez Florence, and Bill Coleman and his orchestra, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, all featuring the wonderful trumpet of Bill Coleman. Thank you.
arms of my affection can change my complexion. Ooh, brown rosy red. Anytime she holds my hand, tell me she's mine. Finally, there many girls who can thrill me and some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. But I know I'll never rest till she says she's mine. Oh, baby, all mine, too. I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, for she's not kind to be unfair. But instead I trust her implicity. She can go where she wants to, do what she wants to, I don't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion, do. Sound rosy bit, she do. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me she's mine. Thank you.
little bit of an indefinite ending on that last one, but a good performance otherwise. That was Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, recorded on September 28, 1938, for Swing in Paris. That was Bill Coleman and his orchestra. Bill Coleman on trumpet, Edgar Spider Courance playing clarinet and tenor sax, John Mitchell on guitar, Wilson Myers on bass, and Tommy Benford on drums. We're going to start out the next set with the flip side of that, Sister Kate, the Clarence Williams tune, which will also feature a Wilson Myers vocal. So we started out that set with three tunes by the Garnet Clark Hot Club Four. Garnet Clark was an African-American piano player, as I mentioned, from Washington, D.C. He was only about 19 or 20 years old at this point. He already had garnered quite a reputation for himself in D.C., and also by the time he came over to Paris to play with Willie Lewis's band. A very fine arranger, composer, and as you can tell, a very adept jazz pianist. He unfortunately had mental issues, apparently, and ended up in an asylum shortly after this session and never came out of it, and died in 1938. But he did leave some piano solos and these three band recordings, Rosetta, Stardust, and The Object of My Affection. And we heard Bill Coleman on trumpet and vocal on Object of My Affection, George Johnson on clarinet and alto sax, Garnet Clark on piano, Django Reinhardt on guitar, and June Cole on bass, and some interesting tempos. Stardust was not taken at its usual funereal pace. It was much more along the lines of the dance band version that Hoagy Carmichael, I think, had originally envisioned. So those are interesting performances. Then we heard two sides by Willie Lewis and his entertainers, both of which featured fine trumpet solos by Bill Coleman. After he came back from his sojourn to India in 1938, he rejoined Willie Lewis's band, and this recording was made in Hilversum, Holland, for the Panaccord label, May 4th, 1938, as I said. The Maid's Night Off and Swinging at the Chez Florence, and those were original tunes. I'm not exactly sure who The Maid's Night Off was composed by. It goes by Hudson and O'Connor. I don't know if that was Will Hudson from the United States or not. And Swinging at the Chez Florence was credited to Hillman. In this band, we heard Bill Coleman playing the trumpet solos. Jack Butler plays trumpet also. Billy Burns on trombone. Willie Lewis played alto sax. Joe Heyman played alto, tenor, and baritone. I think it was he who did the alto solo. Frank Big Boy Gowdy again on clarinet and tenor sax, Herman Chittison on piano, John Mitchell on guitar, Wilson Myers on bass, and Ted Fields on drums. So good cross-section of some of the musical things that Bill Coleman was doing in 1935, 6, 7, and 8. We have one more set. As I said, we're going to start out with Sister Kate from that Bill Coleman orchestra session from September of 1938. And then we're going to hear a series of tunes done by Eddie Bruner and his orchestra. Eddie Bruner was a clarinet and tenor sax player who did some interesting recordings and was a good player. He's featured heavily on clarinet here, along with Bill Coleman on trumpet. Two tenor saxes, Elise Combell and Noel Chaboust. I think Noel Chaboust might be the more smooth player, and Elise Combell in 1938 was a pretty driving, rhythmic type of player, almost like Charlie Barnett in a way. Herman Chittison again on piano, Oscar Alleman on guitar, Roger Grasset on bass, and Tommy Benford on drums. And we're going to hear In a Little Spanish Town, I Double Dare You, Bagatelle, which is a particularly interesting tune by the leader, Eddie Bruner, and Margie. We're not going to hear the Montmartre Blues because that's on the Oscar Alleman radio show that I did a while back, so you can go check that out there. So that's what we have for our set. Bill Coleman and his orchestra, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, Eddie Bruner and his orchestra, In a Little Spanish Town, I Double Dare You, Bagatelle and Margie, from all featuring Bill Coleman on trumpet. Thank you.
education, sipping like the jelly on the plate. My mom wanted to know last night why all the boys became so nice. Tell everyone in our neighborhood, no pet for shimmy and sugar wood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like my sister Kate. Mean shimmy like my sister Kate.
was Bill Coleman and his orchestra and Eddie Bruner and his orchestra featuring Bill Coleman. We started out with Sister Kate, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Edgar Spider Carrance on clarinet and tenor sax, John Mitchell on guitar, Wilson Myers on bass and a vocal on that tune, and Tommy Benford on drums. This and all the other ones in this set were recorded in Paris for Swing. That, as I said, September 28, 1938. The beginning of the summer, June 13th of 1938, we had Eddie Bruner and his orchestra. I think on the podcast I referred to him as a Belgian. He was actually a Swiss from Switzerland. So Eddie Bruner is featured quite heavily on clarinet. I think he may have done the arrangements here as well, featuring Bill Coleman on trumpet, the tenor sax combination of Elix Combell and Noel Chaboust. Again, I'm not exactly sure who takes what solo. I think Chaboust may take the smoother solos in there. Herman Chittison on piano, Oscar Alemán on guitar, Roger Grasset on bass, and Tommy Benford on drums. And we heard In a Little Spanish Town, I Double Dare You. That very interesting tune, Bagatelle, deserves rediscovery, I think. And then the standard, even by that time, Margie. All those tunes featuring Bill Coleman on trumpet. So thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed this program. Some very tasty jazz, as they say. All done in Paris, in a little bit in Hilversum, Holland, in 1935, 6, and 8, primarily. All featuring Bill Coleman and various American expatriates and European jazz musicians in a scene that was just really taking off at that point. Bill Coleman was a big part of that. He, as I said, came over about 1935, started recording, started playing with the Willie Lewis Band at various times, and he was a big influence on the development of jazz at that period, especially in swing-era jazz. So you've been listening to The Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. Hope you are enjoying these programs. If you'd like to sponsor us, we'd love to have new members of the family. If you'd like to do a sustaining membership or just a one-time, that would be great. Hit that little button on your browser, and we will be in your debt forever thankful. If you'd like to suggest future programs or tell us how we're doing, check us out on my social media, my band name, Wolverine Jazz Band, WolverineJazzBand.net, and the Wolverine Jazz Band on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.